Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king. Don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the king.
Truth is I'm kind. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak. No strength to find, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. What else will change my life? Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. The gate. Take me to the king. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's sake. So let's see right now. Let it fall like rain.
Hallelujah. God bless you this morning.
Thank you for tuning in to Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries, commanding your morning prayer, as we always do every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're so glad that you decided to join us and tune in and be a part, because God has truly been good to all of us. We are awake. We are indoors. We have food. We have the activity of our limbs. We're just a blessed people, and we should be able to sacrifice some time just for God, such as you have for tuning in right now, because God is great and greatly to be praised. We have got so much to be praying for, to be commanding our day for on today. And I pray that if you have any prayer requests, that you will go ahead on and send them through our Facebook page, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors on Facebook. So you can do that there, and definitely leave a prayer request right there on that page. We are not only praying on Saturday morning. We pray all through the week. So if you still don't really get a chance to get your prayer request covered on today, you may get it covered on tomorrow, the next day, or the next, so on and so forth. But the bottom line is, we are praying for you, no matter what the day, no matter what the hour. And so I would love for you all to be able to leave your prayer request right here on Facebook once again. And that is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning prayer. Yes, Lord, we have the power and the authority to do so. So it's important for us to walk in our power, walk in the authority in which God has given unto us. And let's do that. Also, we are preparing to go to the seven churches of Patmos. And we are getting all my announcements out of the way. We are looking for you, for your support and partnership, whether it be through prayer, whether it be through finances, whether it be through giving us Bibles to sow into the children's lives. We are looking, we are praying that you will partner with us through donation. And so those donations can be sent to Follow Me As I Follow Christ, or the checks made out to FMFC. And you can send it to P.O. Box 558394 in Chicago 60655. So I do want you to also know that these donations are tax deductible. This is not anything that is used for private use, but they are tax deductible. So let's go ahead on and make sure that you understand that we are a 501c3 organization. So if you have any further questions, once again, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, where we are commanding our morning with you and for you, and want you to be able to enjoy leaving a prayer request that is confidential. 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 And God bless you. And let's get ready for prayer. Go ahead on, if you have a prayer request, send it to 847-942-9979. Once again, that prayer request can be sent in text text it to 847-942-9979. Hallelujah. Well, we won't delay or procrastinate or whatever it is any longer. We're getting ready to pray for you based upon these prayer requests. We have a lot of people desiring and standing in the need of healing. Excuse me. So whether that be emotionally, financially, whether it's naturally, spiritually, we're standing in prayer for healing for you on today, and we're going to just point you even in the direction of, I've been teaching on Elisha and Elijah, just being able to recognize spiritual midwives, being able to understand the two anointed men of God who were in the midst of Israel for years. They were, there were many widows who had an opportunity to receive miracles through Elijah, but only one did, and she was a Gentile. No other widow really put that command and demand on his gifting and anointing. So he only healed that one. God bless. Hallelujah. Elijah and Elisha had miracle and healing anointing. And this is what we want for you all on today. Those miracles and those healings were available to God's people then, and they're still available to us now and today. And so those, they were walking in reservoirs of the anointing, but no one cast their bucket to draw from that pool, from that anointing, from that abundance that they walked in. But we want to put that demand and command on it today. Today. So I'm looking forward to praying for your maladies on today. Let's use our faith to receive from God. Let's know that we are more than conquerors ahead of time. Let's not delay in our faith, because the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is the now faith. So let's make sure we put our faith in activation as of now. Amen. God is great and greatly to be praised. And we want to go before him. We want to go before him with our faith linked together, where two or three are gathered in his name. Hallelujah. He's in the midst of us. So let's get ready to pray. Father in heaven, we bless you and magnify you today. We give you all the glory that you deserve, Lord God, and that we cannot utter right now. Lord God, we just still praise you. We love you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We bless your great and omnipotent name. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our trespasses. Forgive us of sins that we know of and don't know of, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in our lives on today as we get ready to command our morning, command our afternoon, command our evening, command our day, command our weekend, and command our week, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your spirit. Spirit, O God, having thine own way in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you will shut up the ears of the illegal surveillance on today. Shut up the eyes of the illegal surveillance of vision on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your Spirit, O God. Have your way in our lives today, O God. Father, I love you. I love you. I love you and love on you, Lord God. I just want to send out praises. You said enter into the gates with your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise and to be thankful unto you and to bless your name, bless your almighty name, bless your beautiful name, bless your powerful name. Lord God, we love you today. Lord God, we lift you up today. Please, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we command right now peace to be still in our lives. We nullify, we dismantle, we forcefully oppose any satanic operations, oh God, and maneuvers, God, and strategies, God, the plots and plans and ploys of the enemy, which are designed to hinder and prevent and frustrate or delay or deny your original plans and purposes from, Lord God, the swiftness, from the suddenly, from the quickness, from the speedy manifestations, Lord God, in their correct time and in their correct season for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we prohibited the alteration, the changing, Lord God, of any time or law concerning that of our families, our ministries, our finances, Lord God. Father, make us to where our footsteps and our hearts are moving synchronized and syncopated to the choreographic, symphonic, and orchestrated movements of you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, walking in unison, hearing in unison, speaking in unison of you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Abba Santa. We establish that if laws and statutes, Lord God, the bills, the charters, and constitutions are changed under this governmental leadership, they are changed in our favor, O God, so that we may prosper in the place of our assignments, O God, and in the land in which we are domiciled, in the mighty name of Jesus, that no matter who is sitting in the presidential chair, Lord God, we pray for them. We pray for their cabinets. We pray for the seats, Lord God, in that governmental authority, that they will submit to you, O God. They may not know why, but let their thoughts even be submitted to your lordship, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now, Father God, do it for your glory. Father God, we decree and declare that our times and our seasons are in the hands of you, God, and they will not be altered or adjusted by witchcraft, by anyone, by talebearers, by naysayers, or anything, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we function under the anointing of the sons of Issachar and you, God, who gives us the divine ability to accurately discern our times and our seasons, oh God, that we will operate, Lord God, only in you, in hearing you and knowing your voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May we be accurate in that. Lord God, give us clear transmission in you, Habasata. In the name of Jesus, we bind up Satan now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that our eyes of our spirit function with 20/20 vision, oh God, for the correct understanding and interpretation of divine movements. Lord God, that our ears are in correct time and frequency of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we have clear transmission in our hearing according to your word, O God, in 2 Corinthians 4:4, in Psalms 119 and 18, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, out of the Labosite, Irasandera Labosata, Haniro Bosite, Rediastia, Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you have anointed man of God with the Holy Spirit and with power. And Lord God, we use that power to command that we will go about doing the good and healing of all who are oppressed by the devil, suppressed by the enemy, because God is within us, oh God. And so we walk in that authority. We walk in that power in the name of Jesus. We drink freely from the water well, Lord God, that you have given unto us. It is the well of water that springs up into everlasting life, oh God. We're not spiritually the walking dead, but we walk with life. In life, we walk in abundance, with abundance. We walk in prosperity, with prosperity. We walk in favor before us. Glory is our rear guard. 1,000 shall fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand. But none shall come near unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, our mouths is a well of life, O God. We speak Proverbs 10 and 11 unto our lives. We speak life in the name of Jesus. We speak health in the name of Jesus. We speak in prosperity into our minds, our bodies, our emotions, our finances, and our spirits in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that like David, I long, Lord God, to drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right now, O God, we lift you up. Right now, O God, we honor you. Right now, O God, we lift you up. Oh God, Lord God, we decree and declare that this day, this weekend, this week, we command and operate according to your divine timetable, your calendar for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We decree, oh God, that your agenda is our agenda. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price of your Son today, oh God. Therefore, we submit ourselves to you and you alone, Jesus. We come in the volume of the book it is written, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, surrendering, oh God, to you, Lord God, so that we overthrow the plans and the thoughts and the scorners and the scoffers and the mockers and the persecutors and the character assassins, oh God. Expose satanic representatives and grant unto us that divine strategy and tactic to identify and resist and overcome the plots and the plans and the demise against us. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up, Satan. We frustrate the plans and the plots of you. In the name of Jesus, we command that the bottoms fall out. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you today. Lord God, I love you today. I love you today. I love you today. I love you today. I love you today, oh God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, move by your Spirit. Father, move by your Spirit. Father, move by your Spirit today as we command it. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold, oh God. We cast down every vain imagination and every high thing that would try to lift itself against the knowledge of you, oh God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We draw out your spear and javelin and stop them in their way right now in the name of Jesus. Let them be confounded. Let them be confused, oh God, and put to shame in the name of Jesus. Let them fall by their own counsels, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Contend with those that contend with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fight against those that fight against us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be as chaff driven by the wind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the angel of you, God, persecute them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, have your way even now, oh God, as I speak, oh God. Let a fountain of gardens of the well of living waters and streams from Lebanon dwell within me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for victories today. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are coming into our prophetic Goshen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that nobility and greatness are our portion today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we are daily loaded with benefits in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the wealth of the wicked is no longer just laid up for us, oh God, but it is released unto us now. Let those who hold on to wealth longer than they should be afflicted and tormented without relief, out of satisfaction, until they release what rightfully belongs unto us. We command Satan to cough it up now, to spit it out, to loose it and release it now, to let it go now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, loose the loins of the king in the name of Jesus. Command that the two-leaf gates be open on our behalf, oh God. Go before us and make the crooked ways straight. Break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. Grant unto us, according to your riches and glory, your tender mercies and immeasurable favor, the treasures of darkness and hidden and treasures of the heart, of the treasures that are hidden in secret places, in the name of Jesus. We declare right now that the Cyrus anointing flows unhindered and uncontaminated in our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every listener. We thank you that they're healed. We thank you that they walk in victory. We thank you that arthritis hasn't overtaken them, but the inflammation is gone. The inflammation has ceased. The inflammation is cut. The inflammation has died. And we send it to the pit of hell. We send it there to be burned, never to rise up in our lives again. Oh God, lubricate our joints. Lord God, cause cartilage to regenerate in our joints, in our knees, oh God, between the discs and vertebrae of our backs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask now, Lord God, to walk in your divineness, to preach, Lord God, in your divineness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to the four corners of the earth. Oh, glory to your name. We lift you up. Glory to your name. We magnify you. Glory to your name. We honor you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for the power of supply and demand. The Lord God who operates that there is in knowing and telling us that there is a supply and a supply of demand. Forgive me, saints. I had to drink a little water because there is a demand for drugs. There's a supply, right? It is the same with the anointing. If there's no demand, there will be no supply, but hunger and thirst after his righteousness. Hungry saints who put a demand on the ministry gifts will always have a supply of the anointing. I have ministered so many times in different churches, and you can feel when they're putting a demand on the anointing. You can feel the pull. So let's make sure, Lord God, that when we are even praying, that we are praying for a demand of your anointing, that demand of the anointing of Joseph, that demand of the anointing of Moses, that demand of the anointing of Isaiah and Jacob, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, oh Lord God, rebuke you for all the satanics, for all the wrong thinkings, for the natural thinking. But Lord God, let's put a demand on the thoughts of you. Let's put a demand on the healing of you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Father, we just honor you. Father, we just lift you up and we magnify you. Father, we lift up my Archbishop on today. Heal his body as well. Heal everybody that I name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Minister T, Talitha, oh God. Jeremy Overton, oh God. Justin Overton, oh God. Whether it be minds, bodies, or spirits. Chantella Cooks, oh God. Heal in the name of Jesus. Jennifer's mom, oh God. Heal in the name of Jesus. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, I lift up our bodies to you, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I magnify you. I bind up every bit of backlash. I bind up every bit of retaliation. Right now, in the name of Jesus, move by your Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, move by your Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, move by your Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I just dispatch the angels of peace in my house. I dispatch the angels of your glory in my house, oh God. I shake the wicked out of the four corners of the earth in the name of Jesus. Right now, oh God, even as we get ready, oh God, for this mission trip, we are more than equipped. We are more than ready. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We wear the helmet of salvation. We have on the shield of faith. We carry the sword of your word, O God. And we walk in the robe of righteousness, O God. In the name of Jesus. Word our mouths, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We put a demand on you, Jesus. We cry out to you, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To walk in victory. We cry out to you, O God, that we walk against deprivation. We come up against all spirits of deprivation. The Lord prospers the works of our hands, and by him and through him, we accomplish great exploits, O God. Again, I reiterate, I shall not be denied in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. Father, I honor you. Father, I lift you up. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We bind up that spirit that will try to bind us up and set us back, Lord God, and we cause it to go to the pit of hell, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the praise, oh God. And we, Lord God, just say thank you for this day that you've made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come on, shout Jesus. Come on, shout Jesus. We know what the power is. I need somebody to just shout Jesus. Don't shout it without an instruction. Somebody shout like you have a relationship. Hey, we know what the power is. God, we need power. We need your power. We need your power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, declare it. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Let's say there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
There is power.
There is power.
In the name.
In the name. Somebody's ministering to some around the world, and miracles started happening in people's lives. And God spoke to me, he said, the last generation tried to explain to haters what was happening to them, and the haters made them discount what Jesus did for them in an experience with God. So I said, God, what are you trying to say? He said, tell my people, they only need one explanation. When you leave this room tonight, and somebody say you look different, you acted different, what in the world happened to you? The only explanation you need is, Jesus did it!
For those who may not come from this type of expression, we want to honor you. And let me translate what she just said.